Okay, we are on. We are sort of at the bottom of the Tiny Hammer base. As usual, let's get ourselves a little bit of a running start. So, we had talked on Tzadi Heyam Abayz about the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, right? Rabbi Yossi had said, Kosher posa de echeim, posa de atzman. If you're not posa de echeim, you're not posa de atzman. And we had a three-way machlokas, how to explain this approach of Rabbi Yossi. And the point Rabbi Yossi was making was basically that we should be, that because in each of those cases, we're dealing with the scenario, right, where the guy, Reuven's married to a woman, and then she and her brother-in-law, right, or she and his brother-in-law, whatever, they're both go to Bidya Siyam, they both died, and so now Reuven goes ahead and marries his sister-in-law, right, her sister, who's also the wife of that guy. And basically, we had scenarios where you, at times, where the Tanakhama would say that when they would come back, that Reuven could marry, could go back, you know, his wife would come back to him, but she could not go back. You know, but the sister-in-law, whom he had married, could not go back to her husband. And Yossi said, no, basically, we should be consistent. We should have the same approach throughout. And it was a machlokas what he's referring to in each of those cases. And then the Gemara says, Rehuda's Amar Shmuel said the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara, now if we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 7 or 8 lines from the bottom on Tzadi Heyam Abayz. So where Rehuda Amar Shmuel says halacha is Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara is confused. How could it be that Shmuel holds halacha is like Rabbi Yossi? That kosher posa de achem posa de atzman, and those who are not ino posa de achem ino posa de atzman, because of the following case, and we're gonna have to see if we're having two different conversations, right? When you said Rabbi Yossi, what did you mean by Rabbi Yossi? Which cases were you talking about? So let's pick up the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel halach Rabbi Yossi min maskif la Rabbi Yosef ubi Rabbi Shmuel hachi. What do you think Shmuel really said? That halach is Rabbi Yossi? That's impossible. That Shmuel says that we pass like Rabbi Yossi. Why? V'ha itmar. Then we have the following case. Yevama Rav Amar hei keishis ish. Shmuel Amar ein keishis ish. So Rav Yevama Rav said is considered like treated like a married woman, and Shmuel says she is not. And we're gonna, the part of the conversation here is gonna be, what does that even mean? Like, what's that referring to? What does that mean? Yevama is like keishis ish. In what way? What are we talking about? And for Amar Rav Huna. So if Huna explains, what does he think that this machlokas is all about? Kegon shekidish achiv es haisha, that a man was mekadesh a woman, and his brother is kind of watching, right? So kidish achiv es haisha, right? So let's say Reuven is mekadesh, only kiddushin, right? He's mekadesh a woman. V'halach lo medina siyam, and then he goes away. V'shama shemeis achiv, and now Shimon hears that his brother Reuven passed away. V'amad v'nas es ishto, and he goes ahead. Shimon goes ahead and marries Reuven's wife. Fine. The Rav Amar, because Rav holds, Harehi Ke'esh is Ish, V'yasru al Yavam, and this is where it's a little confusing. The language Yavam here refers to the original husband. It doesn't mean the next guy. It means the original husband. Rashi has a language where he explains like he becomes the brother, meaning he's a technical Yavam, because when Shmuel is married to her, so Reuven becomes her Yavam if Shmuel would die.
Backwards.
Yeah, but it's a strange language to use, and it's confusing. But that's what it means. So it really just means, is she forbidden to go back? Meaning, right? You use the language of Yavam is fits this machlokas Yavama Kereshitish not Kereshitish, right? That's how fine. That's how you read this case. So the Rav Amar Harei Keishish Vasur LeYavam, and she's forbidden to her original husband. Shmuel Amar No Ena Keishish V'Shar Lei, and Shmuel says she's not like an Keishish, and she's permitted to go back to him. What's this all about? According to this approach, what's the machlokas about? The case is a case of kiddushin, right? And so if you remember all the cases we talked about this before, in a case where the original husband does kiddushin, so that's when we are concerned that what has to happen, that since he did only kiddushin, since Reuven only did kiddushin with his wife, and then she left, and then then he left, and then she the brother, you know, marries her, right? Then what are we going to say? We're going to say, oh, wait a second. When people would assume that his kiddushin was a Adonai, right? In which case, Shimon was really married to the wife. In which case, when Reuven shows up again, even if she was, you know, the second marriage was Alpi Edim, you know, which usually should be able to go back to him. And she's not going to allow that. Why? Because people are going to think that she was really married to Shimon. And then when Reuven comes back, they're going to say, wow, can't be, you know, that, you know, how's she going to go back? You know, she's going to go back to him without a get? Can't be. So Philomaisi is going to have to divorce her. And then it's going to turn out, you know, so we're not going to allow it. So if that's true, Shmuel is now not following the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Why? Look at Rashi. So Rashi says, Ushmuel Amar Eina Keishit Ish Visharis. Eina Keishit Ish Visharia. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines in the bottom of Rashi. Shmuel Amar Eina Keishit Ish Visharia. The Rishon, she can go back to. Shmuel says, I don't care. Let her go back to her original husband. The Lo Amre Tana Hava. We don't say there was some Tana in the Kiddushin. Why? The Mosel Lo Shchichi. He says, wait, people are going to think there's a Tana. No, it means the Tana in the Kiddushin. That's not something I have to be worried about. Eliyade de Tosu. But in Husade, so they think it was it was a mistake. Right? This thing was a mistake. So what? So Ama l'Shmuel lo maske inchi Tanai adaitayu, and meaning Shmuel says that Tanai is not something people think about. Okay, v'gabi arusoso v'giso, in which case the original case that the third, this is the third answer in Rabbi Yossi, right? Third approach to Rabbi Yossi that we saw before was talking about a case of the guy who was married to his arusa and his mother-in-law, right? That was the case of his wife and the brother-in-law, right? In that case, Amai Amar Shmuel halacha Rabbi Yossi did mitzra eshes gisa legiso, right? The whole point there in that case was the whole conversation was. According to Rabbi Yossi, was you should be consistent, right? If the guy and his wife are forbidden to each other, so the brother-in-law and the sister-in-law should be forbidden to each other. And what was the case talking about? The third approach that we said in the Gemara, which is Yitzchak Nafka, which you mentioned last time, was talking about a case of, are we concerned about a Tanai and Kiddushin? That's basically the point. If the case is only a case of Kiddushin, Rabbi Yossi was one who said, oh, if there's a case of Kiddushin, then we're concerned for the Tanai, and we should be consistent and forbid everybody to each other. But Shmuel can't possibly hold like Rabbi Yossi, because Shmuel clearly says, I don't care about the Tanai. Tanai is not something that we're concerned about. It's a milsa lo shchicha, and it's not something that happens ever. So if you want to tell me that Shmuel says like Rabbi Yossi, halacha like Rabbi Yossi, that's impossible, because the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, you know, it implies that he is concerned with the issue of a Tanai in a situation of Kiddushin, and that's the reason why we have to be consistent with both couples, but Shmuel himself is not concerned with Tanai. So it can't be that that Shmuel holds halachic Rabbi Yossi. Fine. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? There are three approaches to explaining Rabbi Yossi, right? So Amalei Abaye, So Amar Abaye, we ma'idichi Amar Shmuel halachik Rabbi Yossi ad Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka kamar, then Madar Rabbi Yami kamar. I mean, if you remember, we said before, we actually had three approaches to explaining Rabbi Yossi. One was, we just had like the first approach to the Gemara, then we had Rabbi Yami, then we had Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, that whole conversation was about the Tanai and Kiddushin. But you don't have to say that. There's another approach, Rabbi Yossi. And that second approach of Rabbi Ami, right, had said a different approach. He had said Rabbi Yossi had talked about the question of, it didn't matter if it was Al-Pi Atzman or Al-Pi Edim or Al-Pi Bezdin, it didn't make a difference. Nevertheless, we would apostle, and had nothing to do with the case of Kiddushin. And do we say there's a Tanai in Kiddushin? We can not term a Tanai in Kiddushin. That's something Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, you know, cooked up as his approach to Rabbi Yossi's, what Rabbi Yossi meant, right? Because we didn't know what Rabbi Yossi meant. So Rabbi Ami assumed that has nothing to do with such a case. He didn't need it to be specifically a case of Tanai and Kiddushin. And so maybe when Shmuel says, halach Rabbi Yossi, he was talking about the Shita of Rabbi Ami. Fine, that's Gemara's possibility. Okay. So fine, so that's possible. V'inami, and or the Gemara says, I'll give you another answer. If you want, I'll give you another answer. It is like the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. And mimayda posel, the dilma aino posel. Now we're on to the side of a mouth. Dilma aino posel, meaning Maybe we are like Yitzchak Nafka, but Rabbi Yossi is not coming to be Machmir, he's coming to be Mikil. And to say, no, we're not going to passel, meaning I don't care about Tanai Kedushin. He's saying be consistent and let everybody go back to each other. In which case, he doesn't care about Tanai Kedushin, in which case, again, Shmuel can hold like him, because again, Shmuel is the one who says, I'm not concerned with this issue of people thinking there's a Tanai Kedushin, in which case, another way to explain that Shmuel did say, Halach Rabbi Yossi. Okay? Inami, another approach. Mimaydi Isa Lidarav Huna, Dilma Lesa Lidarav Huna Klau. With the Rav Hamanuna Kamifli. So again, now we can change the case in the other direction. What did the Gemara say before? We said, how could you say that Shmuel holds Rabbi Yossi, but I thought we have a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, about whether Yavama is like Eishes Yesh. What was the example of Amrav Huna? What was the case? The case of Kiddushin, etc. So this say maybe you explain that case differently. Right? The case of Shmuel himself, right? Maybe you said that the whole case is based on the approach of Rav Huna, who said the case was something that, you know, one guy did Kiddushin and then he left. And again, it was all about Kiddushin. And the fact that it was Kiddushin and not Nisuin was what brought about the whole problem. So maybe the case is, it's not talking about the explanation of Rav Huna, but rather, it's but Rav Hamanuna coming up again. Maybe Rav and Shmuel arguing about Rav Hamanuna. What did Rav Hamanuna say? The Amr Rav Hamanuna, Shomeris Yabam Shazinsa Astruli Yavama. Rav Hamanuna holds that a Shomeris Yabam, a woman whose husband has already passed away, and she's waiting to do Yibam, right? And instead she goes and she's with some other random man. Right? She doesn't marry one of her brothers-in-law, but she goes to some random guy. So the question is that considered like, quote, Eishes Ish or not? Right? Maybe that's what Rav and Shmuel are arguing about. They're not arguing about this case of the two couples, etc. They're arguing about the basic case, right? A woman who's supposed to do Yibam, and she goes ahead and she's with some other man. And maybe that's what they're talking about, in which case, again, Shmuel holds like Halach Rabbi Yossi in this case of the two couples and some of the Kiddushin, etc. And Shmuel here is talking about a totally different case, just a regular case of a woman whose husband passed away, and there's no question, they say, yeah, he ran away, none of that, he died. And they're just asking the question about when she would go and be with a different man, and it's a totally different conversation. The Rav Amahari Ki Eshadish Umisla Biznus. Shmuel Amar ain't a Eishes Ish, v'lo mistal biznus. Right, Machlokas basically being, once she like an Eishes Ish, that when she goes out and she's with, you know, some third guy who has nothing to do with the family, does that make her psula to her yavam or not? Which is a totally separate conversation. In which case, again, the only point being, you Gemara raised this problem with saying Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yossi because he holds like something because of a different case. The answer is the different case maybe is not related at all. Fine. And one more possibility, V'inamin, if you like, I'll give you a different answer. B'kiddushin tosin b'yavama kamiflegin. They're actually arguing about what happens when a yavama does kiddushin with somebody. The Rav Amar Hei Ke'eshes Ish, right? Meaning it's a similar case, right? She's already, again, she was married to Reuven. Reuven died. Shimon is waiting to do Yibam with her. And she goes out and she tries to marry somebody else, some other person, right? Shmuel. And she goes to marry Shmuel, and the question is Kiddushin work, right? What's the machlokes? Is she like an Eishes Ish or not? If she's like an Eishes Ish, she's still married in a sense, connected to the Yavam. So Rav Amar Hei Ke'eshes Ish, in which case for lo tafti about Kiddushin, they can't be a Kiddushin because she's married to somebody else. Will Shmuel Amar Ein Ke'eshes Ish? But tafti be a Kiddushin. Shmuel says no. You can have Kiddushin. Why? Because the fact that she's Shemeres Yavam is a totally different relationship. Doesn't mean she's necessarily connected back to the original guy. Fine. So Gemara says, that's fine, but how fligu b'chad l'zimna? But says Gemara, but wait a second, we had that machlokas already, right? There's no reason why that would be difficult to say that that's what this is talking about. Says Gemara, chad mechlad l'chavrut ayitmar. No, but the truth is, sometimes you have one case that comes up, and it sort of like reflects on the fact that there's another case that was talking about a similar thing, and it's okay. The fact that it was mentioned before doesn't really bother us. Fine. So that's that takes the end of that case. So we're just introduced for a minute or two here. Let's introduce the next case. And if you want to, if you do have that, the chart that I sent out, it's, five different women all dealing with one guy here. So, but we'll just explain it for a second. The case is as follows. So what happens? So Amrulo, Mesa Ishtecha, Vinasa Achosa Mehavia. So what happens if this guy Levi, right? And he's married, right, they have him married to Milka. Okay? He's married to a woman. Okay? And what happens? So Amalo Mesa Ishtacha. They said to him, your wife died. Okay, so what does he do? Vinasa Achosa Mehavia. So he goes ahead and he marries Rivka, who is her sister from her father. You mean that Milka's sister, they share a father, Besuel. So he marries Rivka. Okay. And what happens? Mesa. Now they say that she died, Rivka died. Vinasa Achosa Meima. And now he goes and he marries Sarah, who Rivka and Sarah share a wife, share a mother, but not a father. So she's her sister now from her mother's side. Okay? And what happens? Mesa, she dies too, the third wife. Right? Vinasa Achosa Meavia. And he marries Sarah's sister from her father, Yocheved. Okay? Mesa, and then Yocheved dies. Vinasa Achosa Meima, and he marries her sister from her mother, Dina. Okay? Vinimsu Kulan Kayamos. And that turns out, all of them are alive. Okay, unusual scenario. And what happens in that case? Mutter Berishona Ubashlishish Ubachamishis. He's married Mutter to be with Milka, Sarah, and Dina. Why? Because none of them are related to each other. That's all. It sounds like super complicated, but it's not so complicated. The point is that he's allowed to stay married to all three of these women, Midaraisa, right? Why? Because he, or to any of them, at least, let's see, any one of them. Why? Because none of them are related to each other, right? Upoteres Saraseyan, right? Upoteres Saraseyan, and they would, if he, any one of them would do Yibam, if he would die and any one of them would do Yibam, all the other ones would be Pater, right? Because they were really all legitimately married to him. But she's forbidden to the second one and the fourth one because they're sisters of the other women. And that's why, so obviously, he came and married to a woman and her sister. So we're going to, we'll pick up with this case, but we'll see the exciting things that come of such a fancy charm. Okay.